How many have been blessed in a big way? How many have had an issue, you know, where you might have been sick and you went to the doctor and the doctor helped you? You know, I've had some things happen to me, and it's like, I'm grateful there was a system there for me. But I've noticed that there's two different ways to look at things. And I was thinking about this even with our relationship with God, is there's a tendency, especially when you've been blessed in a certain way, is to begin to look outside of where you're at for the provision that you need. Okay, so this happens in a society like ours. We can just use this as an example, but the more you look for somebody else to provide what you need, the more you become dependent on that. And there's a much more powerful thing to learn is to look inward on what I need. And actually, this is really pretty cool what we're going to see from the Word today, because this is something that is God's plan. Aren't you grateful that God just pours out blessings on us that we don't deserve? But the biggest blessing is to realize what you already have and to begin to draw on what you already have and to get activating a life that we've already been given. And this is really what God wants for us, because then it's not just about us. It's about what's going through us. Amen? So I'm calling this looking within, okay? And I want to encourage us in this, because there's so much we can get from the Word, and sometimes we can think, I just haven't learned enough, or we're, what do you want to get from God today? You know, we can lean on that. What does everybody need from God today? Does anybody need something from God today? You know, everybody will raise their hand, right? Now, what I want to challenge us with is, that's good. God will bless us with something. But what do you already have that you can begin to draw on? Amen? So it's kind of like, just real quick, you've heard this before. You can go somewhere and give people that are in need, give them a fish, right? Or you can teach them how to what? Fish. And they can begin to look on the inside and find out, wow, there's something there that I already can do that will provide for that. This is something I found physically too. I found, you know, that you can become very dependent on the medical world for something that you could be taken care of if you just began to take care of this temple that God's given you. Instead of looking outside, you can begin to look inside. Because the more you look outside, the more you're dependent on outside. Amen? And I want to challenge us with this, because we can have this attitude towards God. Someday God's going to bless me, and I'm going to, it's kind of like what Stephen was talking about. What did Stephen do? He wasn't just waiting for God to bless him. He became active in what can I do? What do I already have on the inside? And I want to challenge us with this, because what Jesus came to do is to completely change our outward look to an inward look. You know, even before he came, what were they doing? They were in this system of a law, weren't they? Where everything that they were going to get was going to have to come from outside. It's going to be dependent on what they did. Is that right? And so they're always looking. And man, God could be pretty scary too. He's a consuming fire. You don't want to get on the wrong side of him, man. The earth is going to divide. You're going to fall into it, right? And he's saying, you know what? The power that we've been given in Christ changes how we look at everything. And it becomes a very powerful force. Okay, so let's look here in Colossians. Because this was a secret, and it took revelation that Paul had to be able to say, you know what, everything that you might hope for, how many are hoping for something? And you know, when we think about it, even in relationship with God, what are his blessings really for? Now, ultimately, let's just kind of get over above this a little bit. Well, I would really like to have this in my life. What a blessing it is when it comes into my life. But really, when you start to, you know, not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, and you begin to the point where after 3 years, you can stand up in front of a congregation and you can give a testimony about how good God has been to you. Amen? You know what I heard when Stephen was sharing? glory to God. Yes. Amen? Yes. You know what? It's not just about what you're going to get. It's about the glory that God is going to get, because you are a sheep that is very well taken care of. Amen? But there's a key in what we've been given, is to realize the source that you already have, the treasure that's already inside of you, that's where we begin to look when there's a need, when there's a requirement in our life. Where are we looking? And we're going to see from the word that we're supposed to look inside. Amen? Not just outside anymore. Praise God. Colossians 1:26. So there was a secret plan that God had. Colossians 1:26. There's a divine mystery, a secret surprise. How many like secrets? We get in on this that has been concealed from the world for generations, but now it's being revealed, unfolded, and manifested for every holy believer to what? Know about, say, yeah, I believe in that. No, to experience. Amen? It's supposed to be real in our lives. Is that right? Living, and here's the whole key with this, living within you. Amen? Is what? The Christ who floods you with expectation of glory. Amen? Where are we looking? We're looking to Christ, but when we look to Him, it changes where our source of everything else is going to come from. Amen? That's what He's saying, right? Am I misreading that? Who floods you with an expectation of glory. Okay, how did we say that provision, what's it doing? It's glory, isn't it? My expectation now has a different focus. It's not just for me to consume everything upon what I would like to have, but now I see it as an expectation of God's goodness that's going to be glory to Him. Amen? All right. This mystery of Christ embedded where? Keeps talking about it being in here, doesn't it? Amen? Man, I encourage us. This requires revelation. That's why Ephesians, we have to pray for revelation on this. I'm telling you, your little thinker might think you're understanding this stuff, but it has to be this. Amen? We're presenting it right now, but I just encourage you. There has to be a request that goes up to God. God, give me a revelation of this. Because I'll tell you, this is the treasure that we have in Him. Not some form of doing stuff to try to get into a, I do this, God's going to do this for me thing. No, He's already done it inside of us. He's already living on the inside of us. Amen? Now, where am I going to look? I'm going to look to something that's already resonant inside of me. Amen? If I'm in an infirmity time, I'm going to not just go ask God, hoping He's going to heal me somehow. No, He's already invested healing inside of me. His very life is inside of me. Amen? It says, within you, right? The mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope. Don't you like this? Filled with the riches of glory for His people, and God wants everyone to know it. This is going to have to be something, though, that is a development. How many ever get into oppression and worry about stuff, and there's a spirit of grief and all these kinds of things that can overwhelm us? They're very real. But every time we become overcome by those things, there's a looking somewhere besides in here. Because in here is life, no matter what we're going through. Amen? Filled with the riches of glory for His people, and God wants how many people? Everybody to know it. Amen? All right, let's look at this. It's already, we already have it. Can you say, I already have everything? What do you need from God? I don't know. I already got it all. Can you say, I already got it all? I already got it all, right? It's there already. 2 Peter 1:3. Everything, how much? Everybody say everything. We could ever need for life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited where? In us. Is that right? By what? His divine power. How many believe God has some pretty amazing power, ability? Did you know that one of his biggest feats was to put his power inside of us? Amen? Wow. That's some pretty big potential, I believe. Amen? What's holding it back? Revelation of its reality and believing it and looking to it and drawing from it. Amen? Has already been deposited in us by his divine power. For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of what? Knowing him. Who has called us by his name and invited us to come to him through a glorious manifestation of his goodness. He's already done this. Is this right? Everything we need is already there. Huh, I think I might have been looking in the wrong place from time to time. Amen? It's already there. From resident and active power, infinitely, there's more. Ephesians 3:20. Now all glory to God who is able, through his mighty power, to work where? Within us. To accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. There's a work that God has begun in us that's just requiring our looking to it for it to be realized, to become our experience. Amen? 1 John 4:4, already conquered enemies. He's greater inside. So what I'm looking at here is something we already have, isn't it? It's a provision that's already made. And where is it found? Not in somebody else's sermon. Now, there might be revelation of it. You're listening to me right now, so please keep listening. But where are we pointing to, even in the scriptures right now? We're pointing to something that's already here. It's already ours. The provision that God has for us is already ours. Amen? I might say that a couple more times before we're done, okay? Little children, you can be certain that you belong to God and have conquered them. For the one who is living where? In you is far greater than the one who is in the world. So here's what happens a lot of times. We keep looking at the one in the world when we're saying this, and we're looking in the wrong place. We're wanting to just tell you how big a problem. We used to have testimony services. How many like testimony services? Man, sometimes it sounded like a testimony for the devil. You know what I mean? It's like they're going on and on about what the devil's done in their life. You know, it's like, well, tell me something about God. How did you get through that? You know, right? And I think sometimes when we're talking about greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, let's don't be looking at he that's in the world. Let's look at he that's inside of us. Amen? It has to be something that we begin to develop. Because this is not a small thing to develop. It's not something we can say we already know completely. He's invested all his power. His very life is inside of us right now. Amen? Okay, so these are the things that we already have. Greater is it. We know this because greater is he that's inside of us than he that's in the world. Amen? Okay, so how to draw then from the inside? This is already ours. It's already on the inside. So the challenge then is okay. And I just encourage us, and we're going to see that there's some reasons why we can, when we're looking there, when we're looking at him inside, to not be discouraged at all, but to see there way more than we can even begin to ask or think about. it's already an abundant supply. Amen? Yes. I don't think I've said that enough quite yet. All right. So how do we draw from it, though? So there's an understanding that needs to be had is that these bodies that we have are just containers now. Amen? So that means they don't get to be deciders of if things are working or not. We don't decide based upon what this temple is telling us, this vessel, right? Because all this vessel is for is actually carrying a priceless treasure on the inside of it. Amen? Yeah. Because the biggest challenges we have as long as we're still on this earth is this shell. It wants to define everything for us. It wants to tell us where to look for answers. Is that right? It's always telling us this. So right off the bat, we have to say, okay, this body don't get to say nothing anymore. Amen? It's got something inside of it that has to get the attention. Amen? 2 Corinthians 4:7. But this precious treasure, this light and power that now shine, where? Within us. Oh, man. Give us revelation of this. Amen? Yes. Open the eyes of our understanding. Yes. To see the great treasure that God has administered to inside of each one of us. Amen? And it has this veil over that keeps trying us to keep us from seeing him. Take away the veil, God. Help us to be able to see the reality of this treasure on the inside. But this precious treasure, this light and power that now shine within us, is held in a perishable container. That is, in our weak bodies. Everyone can see that the glorious power within must be from God and is not our own. So what changes now is the attention that our bodies are always requiring. Is somebody noticing me? Am I appreciated? All the fleshy things, right? They get put aside, and it says the only thing this body's for is giving glory to God. Amen? The only way that happens, though, is when there's true revelation, is that this body is just a container for a glory inside it. Amen? And that glory is our expectation for anything that we could ever hope for or go look outside of ourselves for. Amen? Okay. Let's go to John 14. Are y'all good? Man, we just need to get a little bit here, don't we? We've had so much this morning. It's been so good. But, man, let's just get this. I believe it will change our whole perspective on everything. Amen? Knowing him by the Spirit on the inside. So this is what's happened. We've been given this container for God's glory to come abide in. Is that right? And I don't know about you, but we are walking around in the flesh all the time. And the reality of this heart where this thing resides is it's a spirit. It's not flesh. It's a spirit. So unless you're like super spiritual or, I don't know, people in the world think they're spiritual, I guess. You know, unless you watch a lot of the spooky movies or something and you get in tune with the spiritual side. We just don't have much relationship to it that we know of. Now, it's there all the time. But we're only seeing the outside. That's why Jesus, remember they're looking for a new king. We don't look on the outside. We look on the inside. Is that right? Because there's another spirit that's taking place on the inside. And this is where we need the revelation. This is where we need the help. Amen? And so this is why Jesus said, I'm going to leave so you can get somebody that's going to come and help you get revelation of this new creation you've been made to be. Because you're not going to get it as long as you're looking elsewhere. You're going to have to get it by the Spirit that I'm giving you. And where is it going to be? on the inside. Amen. I'm telling you where there's a place for us to be looking. Where he's come and he's already placed a presence there. And we can begin to release it. Oh man, there's some good stuff. All right. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you what? Another Savior, another Comforter. The Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me, and he will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. Because it's only by the Spirit, it's only when you become one with him in the Spirit that you can begin to know him. But why would you become one with him in the Spirit and then not seek to know him more, not look to know him more, not be looking even to religious things instead? You got to be looking to the one, to the source. Amen? And he said, I'm giving you this Holy Spirit to show you what is really true. So you won't be looking outside anymore. Man, there'll be this source of life, this river of life that's flowing up from the inside. Amen? But you will know him intimately. So the world can't know him, but you will know him how? Intimately. Man, that means face to face. That means heart to heart. I just want to challenge us with it. This has to be our living and moving and having our being. It needs to be with a being like this. Spirit to spirit. We can't rely upon what these do. What's so wonderful is these get renewed to align with this if we're looking in the right place. Is that right? But you will know him intimately because he will make what? His home. Where? In you. And will live where? Inside you. Amen. This is the most incredible thing. I believe most of us here probably have made Jesus your Lord. If you haven't, there's an opportunity today. What happens when you do is you're not the same as you were before. Now, the only way the reality of that becomes real is if you're looking in the right place for it. Amen? Because you can become a new creation and still live in the old. It's very easy to just stay in the same place that we've been, still looking somewhere else for the answers we need in life. And God says, I've come and I put a new creation inside of you, and then I've given you the Holy Spirit to help you have the revelation of what that is. But you got to be looking. You got to be looking in the right place. Amen? And he will live where? Inside of you. Oh, say inside of me. Inside of me. The very life of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beholding them releases his nature. So I was talking about the veil. In the Old Testament, it was a veil of inability to actually even see God in the Holy of Holies, right? Then the blood came to take that. I was thinking about that while we were singing about the blood today, because this is something that we have to continually submit ourselves to, is this cleansing of the blood, because the flesh and the world around us is always trying to put a veil of what's the reality on the inside. Amen? And what does the blood come to do? It comes to say, all that stuff that would disable you because of your flesh, when we submit to him in his presence and we look inside and we see that I've been washed. I've been washed. Washed. Help me sing it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm clean. Amen. For what purpose? Because I need to see clearly without veiled eyes to the reality of what's already taken place on the inside. This is a pure place. This is the Holy of Holies on the inside. Amen? We access it by the blood. We don't go there just on our own. It's not just a good notion that takes us to a nice visual of Christ in me. Amen? It's his blood. Oh, we're trembling before him. Amen? In this awareness that it's only because of his blood that we're... But then we don't hold back. We don't keep looking outside. man, we begin to look into this perfect law of liberty and find ourselves in it. Amen? Is this making any sense? This is what we have. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? Not somewhere else, not something yet to get. It's Christ in us right now, and that's where we have to look. Amen? All right, Ephesians 3:16. So with that revelation becomes a release of power. And I pray that he would unveil within you. Don't you like all this unveiling stuff? What is unveiling? It's revelation, isn't it? Stuff that was there all along. I'll tell you, we've already said this morning. We already have everything. Is that right? The only way to keep it from bursting forth and being everything that God planned and designed for it to be is for it to be covered, to not be unveiled. Well, let's just declare this over ourselves. There's an unveiling over me today. Can you say that? There's an unveiling over me today. My eyes are going to see who's living in me. Amen? Praise God. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Is this just kind of a mamby-pamby statement? This is like full on, right? Yeah. Then by constantly doing what? So this changes who we are. Where are we looking? We're looking inside, aren't we? And what are we finding when we do? We're finding a power, a flow that is uncontainable. This is not a small thing. It's explosive in power. This is not just a good thought this morning. This is a reality of what our new life in Christ is, resident right now on the inside. More power than is necessary for any healing. More provision for any lack. Amen? And where is it? It's already here. Amen? You know, I was thinking about this with regard. Remember Peter, one of the first miracles in Acts was Peter going to the temple, right? And the lame man, what was the lame man looking? He's looking just for a blessing, wasn't he? He's looking outward. I thought it was really interesting in this context. What Peter's response was, said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. What's he talking about? He's talking about a residence. He's talking about an equipping that he has on the inside. What does he do? He doesn't look anywhere else. He doesn't even look up to God to pray for it. He says, no, I have it. Yes. It's here right now. Yes. I declare, yes, you rise up in the name of Jesus. So here's what's happening. When you begin to look inside and discover this life that's already in you, now when you say in the name of Jesus, it's in the name of Jesus. Yes. It's not just a magic potion that you're saying. Amen? Yeah. It's coming from the life inside, and you say, such as I have, I declare you, rise up. Amen? Yeah. We can speak to our conditions in our life, and we can begin to say stuff. If we've been doing what? Not just looking that it's possible to do that? No, looking to the source of it on the inside. Amen? All right. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be what? Released. Don't you like that? From where? Deep inside you. Oh, what an investment God has put inside of each one of us. Amen? And he's just longing for its release. He's longing for its release. And the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Don't you like that? Where are we looking? We're looking on the inside, deep inside of you. This is where it's coming from. Amen? Philippians 2:13. So there's Philippians 2:12 And I was thinking about this verse too. It says, and I'll say the King James Version because that's what I remember, but it says, working out your salvation with fear and trembling. Anybody familiar with that passage? It's like, so whoa, what you talking about, Willis? you know, what is this working out a salvation? Did you know the salvation is complete in here? It's just needing some release. Amen? So what do? You take it seriously. Salvation is already mine in every part of my life. Now, for it to become out here, I'm going to have to get serious about looking in the right place, drawing from it. And here's another. We believe that Spirit came, and when He fills us up, it becomes a river of life flowing up from the inside that's no longer limited by an outward look. It's a straight release of life from the inside, from that Spirit. Amen? Now, this is what I want to encourage us with, because when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, this is what's happening. There's a release of what's already there. You know, I just wrote a song about this. It's when you speak, and this is why it's so important what's coming out of our mouth. Because the reality of everything that God said is already resident on the inside. Us saying it doesn't make it happen. It releases it. Because it's already there. Amen? Everything we can need for life and godliness, it's already there. How does it get out? It needs a voice. Amen? This life in Christ needs a voice. And you know how you practice giving it a voice is praying in the Holy Ghost, where you're just releasing this. And you don't really know because it's beyond your ability to know, but it needs to be said in the Spirit. Amen? Amen? And so I saw this is so stinking cool. What you're doing when you're praying in the Spirit is you're working out your salvation. Amen? In an awesome fear and honor of God. Amen? You're looking in the right place. You're looking to this life that's inside of you. And you're not seeing something that's without. You're seeing something that is overflowing with explosive power. Amen? So here's what's really cool about this. Is God doesn't say, this isn't just a sermon for us to go do on our own. He said, no. You ask me to come inside of you? Guess what? I'm already working inside of you. And this is what's happening even in this conversation right now. I believe God's speaking to our hearts. Amen? I believe God's wanting to say something to each one of us. And what's in that is a redirection from an outside will to an inside will. The will of God. Amen? That I'm going to comply with. And God's actually working this right now. In each one of us, whatever state of mind we're in at the exact moment that we're talking about right now, God is working in you. I just want to say that over you. God is working in you to do what? To actually want what we're talking about today. Because until you want it, until you want to look at God and find your life in Him, you're just going to keep looking everywhere else and being disappointed. Is that right? But God right now is working on the inside of each one of them. He's such a gentleman. He doesn't make us do it. He says, if you want me, you can. But somehow we have to get revelation of that. I believe the word that we're seeing today gives us an opportunity to have revelation of that. So the veil can be removed. What are we going to see, though? Man, let's see Christ in us. The hope of glory. Amen. Now, what's really cool about this is he gives you the want to, and he gives you the ability to. Amen? He doesn't say, I just want you to do something now, go work out, and hopefully you'll get strong enough sometime. No, he says, I'm empowering you. Amen? If we can just get our will aligned with God's will, there's way more than enough power to get it done. Amen? All right. And so, 2 Peter 1:4, What a precious passage. Because when we're looking in him, there needs to be a revelation of him in his promises. So, depending on where you're at in life, you might not be sick at this moment. You don't need the promise of healing necessarily in the moment, but you might be going through something else. You might be going through discouragement. You might be going through, did you know there's a promise for everything that we're going through? Amen? Now, you don't look at it like it's somewhere else far out here. No, it's salvation already here. Amen? But in those promises, there's an ability to no longer be limited by our human nature, but to actually be given and partake of, participate. Can we say participate? Participate. Did you know that God's already doing this? We get a chance to participate in this amazing work of Christ in us, the hope of glory. We partake of it. We participate in it by looking in there and seeing exactly what we need in this moment, drawing it up by the Spirit and saying, it's already mine. Amen? What is this? This is faith, isn't it? Don't you like this enabling thing that God has going on that he's already done? We don't have to look for something else to happen. We don't have to go somewhere else for it to happen. No, he said, my resurrection life has already been planted on the inside of you. Amen? So, as a result of this, he has given you magnificent promises that are beyond all price. What are we doing with things that are valuable? How are we caring for them? You know, sometimes I'll keep a birthday card just because of who it came from. You know? I'll put it away somewhere. I'll take care of it, you know? Like, what are we actually doing with the promises of God? He said these things are priceless. He says they're priceless. From his perspective, they're priceless. Not just in the promise, in the result that they will produce in your life. Amen? And he says, if I made these promises to you, and I've seen this before, that a promise to God is not just a suggestion and an option. It's a command. Amen? So that when you look on the inside, what are we going to see? We're going to see some magnificent promises that allow us to be liberated from a human nature and actually take on the nature of God. Amen? Now, what's really cool about this is it's already there. It's already the nature of God, but we get to participate in it. Amen? What are we going to do? We're going to look there. We're going to pray in the Holy Ghost. We're going to draw it out. Amen? And then we're going to look for the promises of what God says. And to begin to draw them out in that process too. Praying in the Holy Ghost, it's a wonderful thing, way to take a promise and make it real in your life. Amen? So I don't know about you, but sometimes I think, God, how is this actually going to take place? And you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, and this reality of who you are in Christ begins to participate with his very nature. And now there's no limit. That power is no longer just resident. It's released. Amen? So that through the power of these tremendous promises, you can experience partnership with the divine nature, by which you have escaped the corrupt desires that are of the world. So what's he saying? You're no longer going to be looking out. You're going to be looking in.